Latest production tech, Argo Tecatina for nanosatellites, Bronkhorst mass flow meter, and more. ABB SCARA robot. ABB introduced its invert-mounted IRB910 INV SCARA robot. By mounting the IRB910 INV on ceilings, manufacturers can increase the space efficiency and flexibility of each cell and do more complex tasks in confined spaces. The ceiling mounting also allows the IRB910 INV to collaborate with other robots and machines simultaneously in the same footprint, further boosting productivity. The IRB910 INV will eventually be certified for cleanroom applications. The robot is available in two variants. One has a maximum payload of 3 kg with a 350 mm reach, and the other has a maximum payload of 6 kg with a 550 mm reach. For more information, visit ABB's website. Argo Tecatina for nanosatellites. ArgoTech has launched advanced testing emulator for nanosatellite Armatina, aimed at testing and validating the functionality of nanosatellites. Armatina simplifies simulations of satellite performance, generally carried out through complex numerical analysis and tests of hardware, software, navigation and control algorithms, which usually return results that are difficult to interpret. The nanosatellite, or part of it, is fastened to the wrist of the robot which, thanks to a closed-loop configuration, recreates the movement of the satellite in orbit during the different phases of a mission. This device lets designers test all the communication protocols of the system, also verifying the interactions between components. For more information, visit ArgoTech's website. Bronkhorst Mass Flow Meter. Bronkhorst released its MassStream Mass Flow Meter. MassStream instruments operate on the basis of direct through flow measurement in accordance with the constant temperature anemometer principle. They contain no moving parts, and the measured gases pass through the two stainless steel sensor probes directly without bypass. On the D6390 model, the maximum measuring range has been expanded to 10,000 LN per minute air equivalent. Analog I/O signals as well as an RS-232 interface are provided by default. For more information, visit Bronkhorst's website. Energid Software Development Kit. Energid introduced Actin 5, an update to its software development kit, SDK. The Actin Toolkit is a real-time adaptive motion control software, allowing robotic system developers to focus on the robot's task rather than joint movement and paths. The Actin software responds in real-time to sensory input and directs the robot on the most efficient path while avoiding collisions. The robot's motion is updated dynamically without the need for reprogramming. For more information, visit Energid's website. Festo Linear Axis ELGC. Festo announced its Linear Axis ELGC and Mini Slide EGSC. These electric actuators offer a common system approach and platform architecture, as well as adapter-free connectors. The use of space that characterizes both the spindle and toothed belt axes ELGC and the Mini Slide EGSC is useful for assembly, testing, inspection, small parts handling and desktop applications. The spindle and toothed belt axes ELGC with its internal, protected recirculating ball bearing guide is suitable for X, Y and Z axis applications. The Mini Slide EGSC is ideal for Z axis movements or guided linear individual movement in any mounting position. For more information, visit Festo's website. Missed last week's latest production tech? Click here.